HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm an only child, so I don't really have any actual brothers to tie Rakhi to. But I have made many, many more bole bhais over the years. And all with their consent and without, you know, randomly springing Rakhi on boys on Raksha Bandhan. But this included friends and cousins, boyfriends, of course, till they became exes and whatnot. But today, I feel it has a deeper meaning to it. Instead of just the typical woman is going to go and tie Rakhi to her brother, a man who vows to protect her, I think it's more about, I'm going to tie Rakhi to someone who has my back, irrespective of gender. Well, this Raksha Bandhan, we got actor-artist duo Kubra and Danish said to spill the beans on how their bond has grown stronger over distance, who apologizes first, and who the overprotective sibling is in a chat with me. I also managed to get Danish to sing and play a little something for us and make his music debut, so you also have that to look forward to. Listen on for more.
Hi, Kubra and Danish. Congratulations on your HD Branch cover and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. So let's begin.
Hi.
And let's begin with the very beginning, which is what's your first memory of your sibling? Either one of you can go first.
Oh, I remember Danish was, I think, by mistake, dropped by me or my mama. And his forehead was so sensitive that he had this big, huge, you know, swelling on his forehead. And it was just like really, really freaky for the whole family. But then as Danish grew older, like if he had to cry or if he would get like, you know, like tense or crying, that big, huge swelling would just always appear. And he was a very, very fair child when he was born. And this was like his distinct scar, you know. He was literally the Lion King ka Simba types.
All right, Danish, what about you?
I don't have the first memory as such, but I do have my favorite memory. I think it was her and I going to college and school. She would drop me and go to college.
Oh, yeah.
I study at Frank Anthony Public School and she would go to Jyoti Nivas. Okay. FAPS was in Cambridge Layout and Jyoti Nivas was in Koramangala. These were the good old days of Bengaluru when we didn't have too much traffic. And she had a black color TVS 50, which I still think is one of the greatest bikes I've ever sat in, you know, as a pillion on. And she would drop me and then go to college. So I think the time that we spent on the road, waving at familiar faces because, you know, Bengaluru is such a small city. Yeah. You know, we would come across the same people and we'd wave at them and laugh a little bit and go to school. So I think those are my favorite memories.
Nice. If I may add to that memory, I remember Danish and I had this little game that we would play and we would pick the most efficient person on the road because we would have a habit of leaving late. So we would pick the most efficient person on the road to tail.
And follow.
So he's like,
and tail
follow
that
this guy,
person.
Follow this guy, follow this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, we would tail that person.
So
we
used to follow him. Yeah, we used to do that.
Do you still do that?
I mean, now we have to chase cars.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I just
now
got
just
my eyes. I just got my eyes tested last week. I think I can do it now, but prior to this, I wouldn't have ever tried doing something like that because my vision wasn't the greatest.
All right. Okay, next. up, who's the more possessive sibling?
Bye bye.
Danish is.
Danish.
Yeah. Danish is. Easily.
What's
easily.
The most I don't possessive even need thing he's take a done? We yell at somebody.
No, he just is.
No, I'm just possessive. I think, Karishma, when it comes to family, I think I tend to always be the guy who, you know, jumps out, takes the first foot forward and says, hey, this is my family. And even Kubra is the same way, but I think I just am more expressive about it.
Easily.
But yeah, I do agree. I'm extremely possessive, not just of her, but my possessiveness goes right down to the T. The windows aren't left open because my biggest fear is my cat will jump out. My cat's 10, by the way. He doesn't. But I'm just paranoid and possessive as hell. So I'm trying to break the habit, though. I'm trying to be a little more relaxed.
Have you scared of any potential partners?
No, I think our personalities are enough for that.
Hey.
Yeah, that is true.
All right. What's the one thing that about your sibling that annoys you? Only one.
I think mine would have to be the fact that she'll call and then I literally call back in 5 seconds and she's thrown her phone so far away and gone away to I don't know where. Like, you just called me 5 seconds ago. How did you not take my call back when I called you? I don't understand where you went, right? So I think that troubles me a lot about my sister.
Kubra, where do you go and what's the one habit of Danish's that annoys you?
Danish's one habit that annoys me.
Nothing.
Well, I can't think of anything that annoys me right
now.
Wow,
Danish.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to think of it. Because I think we're so expressive with each other. We just say it and then we're done and we dust it and we move along. So I don't really hold anything to my heart.
All right. Okay. What's the one thing that you've learned from your sibling?
Ooh, that's a heavy question. But again, only one thing.
Yeah. Only one thing.
I think...
you go first.
Yeah, Karishma, for me, I think the one thing that I learned, that I have learned from my sister is learning never stops. So you keep learning along the way. I think that's what I've learned from her, because every time she has lessons, she shares it with me. And every time I have lessons, I share it with her. So I think if I have to, you know, contain it to just one lesson, it would be that learning never stops. I think that's what I've learned from her.
Nice.
Oh, that is sweet. Thank you. I think the one thing that I've learned from Danish, and I really appreciate this quality about him, is the fact that he knows how to stand his ground. Mm-hmm. He's someone who, stands very firmly with what he believes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's extremely encouraging for someone to have that kind of resilience to your thoughts and your beliefs. Yeah. Sometimes I wish, I wasn't as easily swayed by various perceptions, but Danish does have one perception. He sticks by it and he stands his ground. And I think that's very, in a way, it's very noble for him to like stand by what he believes. And I think that's a very cool quality that he has. And I appreciate that a lot, in him as a person.
Oh. Okay, and what's the best piece of advice your sibling has given you?
Oh, my brother has only one advice, which he gives me over and over again. It's his recent 2021 advice. Mm-hmm. He just choose your battles, yeah. Just choose your battles, yeah. This is not your battle. consistent advice to me in the last 2 years. So I think it rings in my head even when I'm sleeping. Didi, this is not your battle, yeah. Don't choose. Like, you know, just choose your battles.
Yeah. Danish, what about
I think the thing that I've learned from my sister, the one advice that isn't that the question? Advice.
Yeah. The best piece of advice she's given you.
Yeah, the best piece of advice she's given me is Nothing comes in a hurry. You got to be patient. I think sometimes I do exhibit those qualities of running out of patience. I think she's more than once helped me piece that and stay put together.
All right.
But can I add one thing that I love about that? I think that is unbelievably cute. And no matter how many times it happens on repeat, it still like melts me into a puddle. He doesn't look at his audience when he calls me Didi. Oh my God, it's the best. It's the fucking best quality ever. No, because you know, when siblings grow up, and no matter how close you were as kids, when you grow up, you tend to like, you know, refer to each other by their names.
Yeah.
And I remember I was hosting a show with Dan, my first show with Dan ages ago. And he said, and now Kubra is going to take this forward. And it was so unusual for me to hear my name from his mouth that I literally stopped in my tracks. I forgot my words. Because I have never heard my name from his mouth.
Yeah.
But now I've kind of gotten used to it. But still, every time he says my, like he calls me or addresses me as Didi, I just melt into like this puddle of awe.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right. And now, what's the worst piece of advice your sibling has given you?
Oh, wow.
I'm sure.
Honestly, Karishma. No, nothing. Actually, nothing. I'll be honest, nothing, Karishma.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, even I can't.
That's the reason why we're. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's why we're siblings, because the idea is never to push each other into a dark tunnel, but it's about watching each other's back. So I can't think of an occasion, or I can't think of anything.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, and who got into trouble more while growing up? And who gets more into trouble today?
My sister gets into trouble now, and she got into trouble as a child as well.
But to add to that, my brother took quite a few blames, and I think that's very cute. So thank you, Dad.
Tell us about how this worked. I'm very interested.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I think Danish said this before as well. Like, we aren't that, you know, the sibling... pair that you speak of, where you know, like, oh yeah, we pranked each other, and oh, I heard this, and you know, he pulled my hair, and we don't have those things, you know, between us. It's not dramatic at all. It's just very like, I think conscious, and it's been a relationship that we have genuinely worked on over the years, because it happens, you know, like when he was younger, he went away to boarding school. I had my life. Then when he came back, I was out of the country, and we could literally plot points on the globe to say. So we weren't always physically in connection with each other to hug each other and say, this is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And we made the best use of all resources we had or tools we had to still stay connected. And I thought that was the incredible learning through our relationship as people, as individuals.
All right. And so coming to that, and since, you know, you haven't physically been in the same place the longest for long periods, who's the one who keeps in touch? Who's the one who doesn't message, forgets to reply?
Oh, both of us do. Both of us do. I think.
Both of us do.
The thing, Karishma, is I think no matter what relationship it is in the world, be it siblings, be it friends, be it you know, family or work, I think it just happens when you keep in touch.
Yeah.
And I think the onus has been on both of us, and we've very diligently and very diligently and faithfully done that as siblings, because we've been at different points in different parts of the world, but we've never lost sight of each other as siblings. We've always watched over each other's back. Yeah,
that is true. That is true. Like for me, I think there was a time when I just fell off the map. And when Danish pointed it out to me is when I had to make an effort. And like, it was uncomfortable to, you know, have it shoved in your face to say that, no, you aren't being a good sibling right now. And you need that kind of wake up call as well. To say, this is what I need from you for this relationship to work. And I think that communication is something that both of us have worked on over a period of time. And I think it comes with honesty. It's really hard to not be honest about these things, because what's the point of communication after all?
Right. okay, who apologizes first? Or, you know, do you guys own up to your own shit and you're like, okay, you know, I'm sorry, I kind of lost it the other day. I mean, do you guys own up or is there somebody who always apologizes?
Dude, I apologize first, okay? I apologize irrespective. And I know he will agree. And the elder one, mere naseeb mein apology likha hai. sorry bol ke paida hui thi. So main sorry pehle bolti hu.
Danish is very quiet. He's like, no, I'm not going to say anything to this.
No, I mean, I don't really have much to add. I mean, except for the fact that when we do have a fight, there's resolution. Yeah, that's important. Who apologizes doesn't matter. The resolution.
Shut up. He thrives on my apologies. Keep quiet.
Credit where due. I mean, you know, you can kill a person and say sorry, but you know, it would take a very noble soul to forgive and forget.
Fantastic. You got me old.
Making any sense out of what I just said right now.
Yeah. So you know who apologizes first.
Yeah. I think that's very clear. All right. And finally, what would be the ideal Rakhi gift that you would ask your sibling to? I mean, if your sibling could get you anything, what's the one thing that they should get you or...
No, so Karishma, I wouldn't ask for anything monetary, but there's no elixir, there's no oasis that I want my sister to find me, except for taking good care of herself and, being kind, not just, you know, to people around her, but also to herself. I think that would be the most meaningful gift to me. That's it.
And I think for me, considering, you know, this COVID situation has kind of been blown out of blown out of our hands and our control. I think more than asking each other, I would just be like, hey, can we please go on a holiday? I think both Danish and I are just begging for a holiday right now. So I think that's something we both are looking forward to. And yeah, I think that's what I would ask. Like, hey, let's go on a holiday.
I think she is doing a holiday though, but she's doing it with my wife. So.
Oh, well.
She's going on a holiday with my wife. Because I'm going off for
wheel. Work. Yeah.
No, I'm not. In fact, I'm the missing wheel. Yeah, I'm the missing component. I'm going to work.
What?
I'm going away to work for a couple of months. So, Anya and her will go together.
Okay. Fun. All right, Danish, I have to end with asking you to play us a little something since you've been tinkering on the guitar. See, there was no plan of asking you to do that, but now
you did. Oh, sure. This is the first time my guitar skills are going to be anywhere.
Yay!
Please forgive me, all right?
Go for it.
All right, happy birthday, Dan. Happy birthday.
Hey, no, I know a little better than that.
Okay.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. You can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms to go back to the farm, or you can tell me, you can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips, to tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And he can tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Be well. Bye.
What is authentic Chinese food? If the word spicy jumps to mind when someone says Chinese cuisine, then you've obviously not had the authentic version. The Chinese food we get in India is tweaked to suit desi taste buds, which means that it'll have oodles of masala. I mean, Indian masala. And then there's the moment when, you know, tandoori momos became a thing and we knew that the Punjabi version of Chinese food or Chinjabi food was here to stay. Even today, when I sit to order in Chinese food, I know that what I'll be getting into is essentially Chinjabi. But mostly I follow my mom's recipe, which is a Darjeeling version of it, much different than the Chinjabi version of it. But it does have a punch of spice, but different form of it altogether. But listen on to what HT Branch columnist Veer Sangvi has to say about the cuisine.
By now, I think all of us know that the Chinese food we get at restaurants in India is not really Chinese. It's not authentically Chinese. There are many stories of people taking Chinese visitors to India to Chinese restaurants, and the visitors enjoy the food and they say, oh, we really like Indian food like this. Are there any Chinese restaurants in India? So yes, it's not Chinese food that any Chinese person would recognize. But how is it different? What are the defining characteristics of Indian Chinese food? Well, I argue in this week's column, there are actually two lots of Indian Chinese food. There's the Chinese food that was made popular in Calcutta by the Chinese who settled over there, and they incorporated Indian spices and tried to make a tikha kind of Chinese food, but not really that tikha. That happened in the 1980s when the Punjabis took over and decided they would serve their version of Sichuan food, a version so unusual and so unique that nobody in Sichuan would recognize it. They put in lots of corn flour, they had thick sauces, there were a lot of deep frying, and they put in Indian masalas, they put in chili, they put in ginger garlic, which is the basis of all Indian food. And they created a cuisine that was completely different to anything anyone in China had seen before. But how does it work? What is the defining characteristic? How is it made? Well, this week I try and explain.
I think we've all inherited the habit of stashing away precious things, monetarily or figuratively, in whatever way it's precious, and waiting for special occasions or whatever to use them. My mom does it. She has all this fancy crockery and china, and I'm guessing even clothes from all over that she's just waiting to use. And I get it, because I just came across an expired lipstick I'd stashed away because I love the shade, and a perfume I've never used because I kept it so far out of reach out of fear of breaking the bottle. But if the pandemic has taught us anything, it's this, that we should do the best we can, and you know, also do the best we can in terms of living in the moment. I don't mean go all out and splurge, but I am saying that maybe you shouldn't leave off that backpacking tour trip for another 5 years. Well, here's what HT Branch columnist Seema Goswami has to say about the topic.
As part of my mission to resume normal life, I headed out to dinner with a friend last week. It was a lovely evening, but what really struck a chord with me was the lovely demitasse cups in which she served coffee after. They looked a bit familiar. They were the same enamel patterns, embellished with 24-karat gold and platinum. How did I know that? Well, because I had the identical type of cup sitting at home in a cupboard. They had been given to me as a housewarming present when I first moved into this particular flat of mine many years ago. I'd taken one look at the description, 24 karat gold, platinum, and I had just stuck them in a cupboard, thinking I could not bear to use them every day for fear of damaging them. So I was full of admiration for my friend for using them in such a casual, understated manner at home. When I told her that, she looked at me pityingly and told me a story about her mother-in-law, who was a woman after my own heart and stashed away all her nice things in a cupboard, until one day the cupboard fell down and all the stuff in it shattered. That would be my fate too, she said, if I didn't use my nice things. So the very next day, I went home. I pulled out the cups, put them under a tap, washed them out, and stuck them under my espresso machine. Believe me, coffee never tasted quite as good.
I've known bassist Gaurav Balani for over a decade now, and we've always been talking about music or work, you know, whether it was me reaching out for ideas and like bouncing off ideas or advice. But the pandemic conversations I've had with him have been more enlightening and nostalgic, as we've had time to, you know, deep dive into subjects and also reminiscence about the indie music scene from a decade ago. A conversation that made me kick myself for not asking him to play for us, you know, with his band Inner Lab, which also features Archit Anand on the keys, Suyash Gabriel on the drums, and Shashank Singhania on the flute, besides Balani on the bass, of course. And we got them to play a track for us, which also features Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's student Dhruv Sangari on vocals. Hope you like it.
Hi everyone, my name is Gaurav Balani. I play bass for a Delhi-based setup called Inner Lab. We recently released a single called Sitaron Se Aage featuring Dhruv Sangari on the vocals. The song was written for a beloved friend of ours, Sonam Sherpa from Parikrama, but it turned into something bigger once the pandemic hit us the second time around. We decided to dedicate the song to all the people who've lost their lives during this horrible time.
Hey!
Thank you for listening to our song. Have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.